This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
We need Thundercats.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I can tell today is going to be a good day, Cube.
Yeah, shout out Ice Cube early.
We got trouble brewing just a little bit. We got our guy listening back home. He's off on vacation.
So we're down a Thundercat, well, but we got a young Thundercat in for him.
I don't know if Steiny, I don't know if I'd consider him a Thundercat.
That's my guy. He's a Thundercat. He's our guy.
He's our Thundercat. How about that?
Yeah, you got the curls popping early.
Well, it's a little bit of a, you know, let loose Friday. We got a payday today. You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get to it.
We can save that for later. Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Matt Steinmetz is on vacation.
Enjoy.
Well wishes to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy your time off.
He deserves it, man.
As much as he's getting. We know who knows.
Let's get nuts.
Come on, Goo. So where I want to start today is this. I think, like, you and I have a great relationship.
No, we do.
Our show has a great relationship. I think it's one of the reasons why you and Steiny and our group in general, every single day I enjoy coming to work. And I'd like to believe that people are also able to pick up on what we're putting down.
No doubt, man.
I think that when you're growing up, the most important relationship is between a child and their mother. I think as you get older, the most important relationship is between you and your spouse. Still working on that one.
My man.
What is the most important relationship in sports?
It's easy to me, Evan. There is no doubt about it. That, my friend, would be quarterback, head coach relationship, and I don't even think it's close.
I'm with you, 100%.
And that's what makes me love the game, too, because I was told the quarterback is the extension of the head coach.
And to broaden it, it's the
you
best
like
player.
That.
No. I think it's the best player and the head coach.
Yeah?
And you know, I've just been thinking about this because the last couple of days we've discussed a lot of Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. And a couple of days ago, Steve Kerr was on a podcast and was kind of making rounds. And something that went viral from that podcast was a comment he made about Steph Curry. And there's no doubt in my mind that the relationship between Steve Kerr and Steph Curry is the most important relationship on the Golden State Warriors.
Facts.
As much as some people this summer think it's between Kerr and Kuminga. It's between Kerr and Curry. That's what's built for championships in my mind. That's why the Warriors are as seen as a dynasty.
Yeah.
How important,
where
though,
are you going?
When you're looking at Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, because this is where I want to go today. Like, where does that relationship rank in the NFL? This is kind of what I want to flush out today.
Ooh.
And to me, it's gonna determine how important each side is to each other. Because in some relationships, the quarterback is more important. In some relationships, the head coach might be more important, or the play caller. You know, Steve Kerr basically gave all the credit to Steph Curry earlier this week. And for me, it starts right here, and I want to play this
right,
for you
I'm
early.
Right here, baby.
And then we're going to dig into the NFL side of things.
The NFL.
I'm well aware that the reason I'm still here is because Steph Curry's still here, you know? I mean, it's and I'm not being, you know, modest. I'm just telling the truth. Like, you know, Greg Popovich is one of my best friends and mentors, and every time we sit down to dinner, he holds up his wine glass and he says, "Here's to Tim Duncan," and everyone toasts Tim Duncan. And I love it because it's genuine. And, you know, he's basically telling us, you know, the only reason we are all here is because, like, the lottery fell our way. We got Tim Duncan, other people didn't. And so that's how I feel about Steph. If I didn't have Steph, I would have been like every other NBA coach and lasted a few years and then, you know, gone somewhere else and coached somewhere else. So I'm incredibly lucky to have this partnership with Steph. And he provides this stability and continuity with the organization that just makes everybody's job easier.
Man, Evan, on a payday Friday, I'm tingling, and I'm tingling because I believe Steve Kerr believes that. And I'm going to go Equifax. I just love when a guy gives credit to the person that actually deserves it. And you talked about the relationship. And I know Steph Curry, with the gravitas that he has. Let's put the right on the table early on this Payday Friday, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Evan, I can make a case that Curry's Kerr's boss, in a sense that relationship is so important that Curry had the wherewithal, if he wanted to and they weren't a dynasty, to get him ran if it got to that, you know, to that point. It never did. But it goes back to Steve Kerr again, giving Mark Jackson credit back in the day. Regardless if you think that was a line or not, I love that Steve gave us the pop comp on the toast to Tim Duncan. And it's easy to sit here, you know, if you're driving around or you're Evan and Goo, and say, he doesn't mean that. But what I know of Kerr and what I love of Kerr is the fact that he knows who buttered his bread. Not that he didn't do anything, because he's great, but I like that because I believe it.
And he's man enough to say it. He's man enough to say it.
Can I say secure enough?
Well, he's got 9 rings, between 5 as a player and 4 as a head coach, so he can kind of say whatever he wants. But
there you go, Bron.
I do think it's interesting that a guy who has been a part of 9 championships is still selfless enough to admit that.
Man. You don't get that everywhere, E.
No, but it's real, though. I mean, that's the reality. I think great players make great coaches. Now, there are some that certainly stand above the rest. I'm not saying coaches are not important. But when you think about some of the greatest coaches across all sports, especially recently, they're all attached to great players.
No doubt.
And I would argue that the only thing separating Kyle Shanahan from being seen as maybe one of those great head coaches is the fact that he has not had the opportunity to coach a great quarterback.
And no doubt about it, but I'll say this to that. And you know, Evan, I come down Kyle's road in high leverage situations in regard to certain play calls that I feel like cost him a Super Bowl. Oh, Goo, you're going there 2019. But I'm not going to come in here with you, my dog, and sit here in front like, how many other coaches could have had Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback and taken him to an NFC championship and a Super Bowl and get him that close? And then, oh, here comes Brock Purdy, and you do the same. So when we divvy up like a pizza, I don't know if you ever bought a pizza and you had roommates, and you divvy up the slices, make sure you don't get cheated. It's like how he doesn't have that, do I dare say, Patrick Mahomes type, and yet he's been so brilliant that he's gotten – marginal or average quarterbacks damn near to the promised land and in the biggest games.
He's the only guy in the landscape right now that's been able to accomplish what he has. And granted, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but with multiple quarterbacks of which everyone identifies as being either good or, in the case of Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe average at best.
We appreciate you, Jimmy.
He's extracted a lot out of these guys. And that's why I think if there is a reason. Like, I was looking today at the Niners, you know, Super Bowl conference and division odds.
Okay.
We can break them down as we move forward in the show. But I was kind of surprised by some of the results that I saw and where odds makers think the Niners are going to be placed this year. I think a big reason for that is Kyle Shanahan and the fact that he's been able to get a lot out of what other head coaches or other play callers, I believe, would not.
No, and I'm right with you, and I can't wait to get those rankings. And I'll say this, the Rodney Dangerfield of it all, the respect, Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and Brock Purdy got that respect with the chicken that he got in that contract. And I'm one of those guys, and I know it's going to sound crazy. I feel like through 3 years, Evan, he earned that, taking this job on the fly and holding it down. But when we get to these rankings and these tiers, do you have a problem if I say right now, I feel like when you talk about this relationship of Kyle and Brock, that Kyle is more of the star to put Brock in a position to be the best version of himself, as opposed if you told me Lamar and Harbaugh, I love Harbaugh, but I know Lamar is carrying a big brunt of that load with his just tremendous talent, Mahomes too, but Kyle's so great, Evan, it's almost in a crazy way he doesn't need that super Ferrari.
Well, that's what I want to flush out today. Okay. I think the goal of today is to figure out how important each of these two people are to each other and where they rank combined.
And it's not a bad thing, too.
No, it's not. Well, it's an essential thing. I'm going to tell you why on the other side, because, again, what we're talking about is coaches and great players. In the case of the NFL, this is what I want to focus on with the Niners today. Where do Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy rank among the head coach quarterback combinations? And I think it's going to tell us just what we think about the play caller and the guy who actually has to make the plays. Mm. And again, it's on the heels of Steve Kerr saying, I'd be gone in a couple of years if I didn't have Steph Curry.
Love it.
How important is the best player to the head coach or vice versa? We're going to look at the top 15 among the NFL on the other side. I'm going to tell you exactly where I have Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. If you feel the same way, if you feel like Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy are higher, lower than we have them, please let us know. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're having fun here on a Friday. Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. By the way, might be listening. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Valvoline Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and change your tires, battery, and fluids. So before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate, visit BarryOilChange.com. We haven't role played in a while.
All right, acting.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That comes later, Goo. Yeah. Role play comes later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I don't know. I feel like there's a little pressure today. There's someone out there listening.
You don't feel... What pressure?
Dude, I feel pressure.
As much as you've been on the mic, you don't feel... Come on, man.
Well, it is funny. When the red light turns on, a lot of that stuff goes away because you don't have time to think.
Yeah. And you love what you do if you get butterflies before every show like I do. Steiny wouldn't know that. I get butterflies. Sometimes bats.
Oh, I think he knows.
Yeah.
It's because sometimes he tries to push you.
Do you have a problem early with the early text from old Goo? I'm living through you, bro. Your birthday party is next Saturday.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
The party too?
The birthday and the party.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, I sent you the...
Oh. I thought it wasn't... We talked about it yesterday. I thought it was next Saturday.
No, it's this Saturday. It's tomorrow. But you're still more than welcome to come by if you got time. It sounds
that
like
that thing in my hand, Kenny, is a shovel that I just dug a hole for myself. Evan, it's tomorrow.
It is.
Oh no.
Yeah, my birthday is actually Monday, so okay. We can celebrate that. If
you're nervous? Yeah. 31-y.
Dude, I've been feeling 30 since I was 25. It doesn't, no. I got feet pain, back pain, all the pains.
You are an old soul. Slap me. I thought it was next Saturday.
Well, that's okay. Just move up the date a little bit. All right. That's all right. Happy birthday to Dan Dibley, by the way. I believe he turns today.
I said that to him on Facebook. That puts me in the mood saying, some people I don't even know, happy birthday.
Now, does that count?
Oh, I think it does.
If you wish. But like, you have Dibs' phone number, so you could just text him.
Boy, you just know how to ruin stuff, man. I guess I could have. It would have meant more with the personal text. I'm gonna do it right now.
No,
I just don't use Facebook as much.
That's maybe why I'm turning the age that I'm turning. Yeah. All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Goober Johnson. We got Lo Neal coming up at noon today.
Lo, your partner.
We got a little announcement we're gonna make at high noon with one Lorenzo Neal.
He's a good man.
I think he'd be interested in what we're talking about mm-hmm. today, which is, again, I think the most important relationship, certainly in the NFL, but in sports in general, the best player and the head coach. In the NFL, it's the quarterback and the head coach. Steve Kerr said earlier this week on a podcast that if Curry wasn't in Golden State, he would have been looking for another job after 3 years. I wholly believe him.
Man.
And it's because Greg Popovich would always give all the credit to Tim Duncan. Phil Jackson had MJ and Pippen.
Come on now.
You just go down the list of all the great, quote-unquote, head coaches and all the players that have made them successful. Even a guy like Jerry Sloan, who never won a championship.
Got close.
Got real close because he had Stockton and Malone. You know, in the NFL, you're looking at the best combinations right now. And to me, Goo, it's unequivocally Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
How can it not be? How can it honestly not be? And I heard the morning guys real quick here talk about, you know, the Super Bowl here in the Bay this year at Levi's. And if the Niners somehow don't get there, who would you not want there? So that was kind of fun. But, you know, the Chiefs came up. You don't want Andy, Patrick and the Fat Man to win in your building.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And they didn't win it last year. In fact, they got demolished.
But they got there.
They did. But this is the thing. We didn't talk about Andy Reid like he was an all-time head coach until he partnered with Patrick Mahomes.
Those are facts.
Who some people believe he might be the greatest ever for some. I know Spadoni has that take. To me, it's still Brady. People have Montana.
I got Montana and Walsh.
He's certainly one of the best of all time. You know, the greatest head coach quarterback combination of all time probably is Walsh, and Montana.
To me, it is. But to think about real quick, Reed and Mahomes, they're still going. That record is still spinning.
Yeah, they got a chance to win more.
Yeah.
Or maybe we find out this year this is kind of where it begins to dip a little bit. They've already won three.
But how many times have we doubted the Chiefs? Like, I remember a couple years ago they lost on, was it Black Friday, to the Raiders at home. And you're like, the Chiefs are done. And then the Super Bowl, fast forward, there they are again. Incredible, man.
Fortunately, the Niners were the team in their path.
Up 10.
But I'm trying to flesh out where Shanahan and Purdy fall. So to me, I just went through the top 15 quarterback and head coaching combinations.
I just did 10, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to throw some at you, and this is how it's going to work. You're going to tell me if Kyle and Brock are in that category, if they're lower, if you have them above.
I like this.
We'll start with Kansas City. Reed and Mahomes.
They're lower.
The Rams, McVay and Stafford.
They're lower because they got a Super Bowl and beat you on their way to getting that Super Bowl.
I'm with you. They're number two for me.
Okay, and real quick about McVay, he took Jared Goff, who now is a baller, but he wasn't what he was, I believe, even when they went and lost to New England. Just that he got Jared Goff then as a pup to a Super Bowl. Yeah, you lost to the Pats, but it still counts.
No, he's done it with multiple quarterbacks, and he obviously has won a Super Bowl with the one he's currently partnered with. Number three, and this is where things begin to we begin to figure out which side is more important, the quarterback or the head coach to some. To me, number three, I got Baltimore. John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
And they're a great tandem, but Evan, they lost a, you know, when they were number one seed to a limping Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City team in the AFC Championship. They're great, but I can't put them at third. Because I feel like they've left a lot of meat on the bone.
Who would you have third?
I got it right here. I got, and this is my apology tour. I mean this, Mr. Two Super Bowls in 1-1. Steiny, if you're listening, stand up. Sirianni and Hurts.
Wow.
Like, let's just, do you have a problem with that when you said the wow, but they got one already? Shit, you could make an argument they could have two, but I hate it on both those guys. And I asked myself, Daryl, what are you? And they went and got it done, and they almost got it done twice. So I feel like that's more, they got one, than Harbaugh and Jackson have done together.
They do. But I look at the quarterback and the head coach. To me, Sirianni is as much of a product of the people that he's surrounded by as he is his own accomplishments. Jalen Hurts is not in Lamar Jackson's league in my mind, even though he has won a Super Bowl recently. I think Lamar Jackson could have won a Super Bowl with that Eagles team last year. I think that Jalen Hurts is a good, not great quarterback that benefited last season from playing with the best team in football. And that was evident by them absolutely destroying Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they dog-walked that team last year. And I think a big reason was because Patrick Mahomes looked helpless.
Yeah, he had no
with his surrounding cast.
Yeah, every time he's lost Super Bowl, the O-line has just been, I don't even know how to explain it. But yeah, their defense was in the toilet last year. I'm not mad at you, and it sounds like you're not mad at me on that. But
I got him lower.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Jalen Hurts is a star? I do.
I don't. I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think Jalen Hurts is a star.
Wowee. Yeah, I was down on him. I got to give him credit, man. And again, you know, the metrics vary, and it looks like in this conversation it's doing that, or this is a prime example with how we differ on Hurts and Sirianni. But, I mean, Evan, getting to two Super Bowls, are you looking at it like Hurts, he was a byproduct of what was around him, so he doesn't get the credit?
A little bit, yeah, I do. I do. I mean, I think that, look, Saquon Barkley had one of the best offensive seasons in recent memory last year. I think he's working with great wide receivers, maybe the best offensive line in football. Last year, they ended up playing like the best defensive line in football. They had all pros all over the place. That team should have won the Super Bowl. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit. Unfortunately, they didn't get over. It reminded me a little bit of the surrounding cast that Brock Purdy played with in 2023. Only it might have been a little bit better, specifically on the defensive side.
To that point, now to defend Hurts, he almost don't count. I get that. Won Super Bowl MVP when he took the Eagles and almost beat the Chiefs without Barkley. So, Evan, where does that credit go? Like, you don't – like, he balled on the biggest platform. He was one of the – I know he had the fumble, one of the best players on the field. They didn't get it done, but couldn't I just say that's exhibit A on dude balled out?
No, and I have Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni ahead of Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. I just don't have him at the number three spot as far as the best head coaches and quarterbacks in the league. Number four.
Who you got?
Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. There's kind of a pattern here. But I think that the best the best quarterbacks are the guys that kind of carry, in a sense, their head coaches. The head coaches are there to complement. They're not there to be the leaders. And that's a little bit why I think that the Niners are, I don't want to say in trouble, but that's why they're lower on my list than some of the guys that I'm talking about.
Yeah, interesting. And this is the beautiful things about lists, right? It, you know, they vary. Difference of opinion. But I would just say to that, Evan, they also, too, don't meet the metric of getting it done. And I look at Burrow and Zach in Cincinnati, who went to a Super Bowl, won an AFC championship, beat the Chiefs. So does it matter to you? Because it sounds like it does if it's 80-20 quarterback to coach, 60-40, 70-30, because that's why I had Hurts and Sirianni up there. And I felt like Hurts superseded Sirianni, 60-40, 70-30, however, 65-35. But man, again, that's your list. They haven't gotten to a Super Bowl.
And this is where I think you and I differ.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are actually with you. Like, you just count accomplishments. You're just counting how many Super Bowls you've been to. Have you won a Super Bowl? And basically, we're stacking resumes. Which in that case, I would ask why someone like Mike Tomlin wouldn't be. Is he on your list and in your top 10?
Nah, because this is going to be the first iteration of him and Rodgers.
But he also has a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he does.
So does Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but that was a
long. Haven't done it together.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, we're doing the show today, and he's been through Russell Wilson, a bunch of quarterbacks, you know? So I feel like that was old, and now you got me thinking, am I hating on Tomlin? I'm not. I just don't feel like I need to see him and Rodgers, because those are the duo.
No, I don't think you're hating on him either. Like, I got Tomlin and Rodgers relatively low on my list, but that's kind of my point, is just because you have a ring does not mean that I'm looking at you like to – like you're better than other quarterback and head coaches in my mind.
Mm.
Kyle Shanahan does not have a ring. I think he's still a really damn good head coach.
And so do I. And Stein, if he's listening, he's probably laughing in a crazy way. The fact that he got there with Purdy and a Jimmy Garoppolo, I feel like he kind of won one just by, you know, getting them to that actual big game. But just real quick back to Burrow and Zach. Evan, I believe I know you to where if I asked you, give me your top three quarterbacks in the league right now, you would say Burrow was one of them.
Top three quarterbacks?
Yeah. Like, how?
I would have Lamar over Burrow.
Okay. Man.
But again, it would be third to fourth or second to fourth. Like, it's to me, it's you're kind of cutting hairs or splitting hairs. Mm-hmm. To me, Mahomes is number one. I think Allen and Lamar, number two, number three. And then Joe Burrow's is fourth. But to me, that's not a slight. Like, those are the four best quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
And then number five is up in the air. But going down the list, I have Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor right behind Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. So they would be my fifth spot. Here's where things start to get a little bit interesting to me. Because number six, I am looking at how much the quarterback provides and how much the head coach provides. And to me, the sixth best head coach and quarterback combination in football, it's Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert.
I would say to you, how?
Because I think Jim Harbaugh is one of the best seven or eight head coaches.
I believe that too, but he hasn't done it with Justin.
No, but again, I'm not just listing accomplishments. I'm looking at like who do I think is the best head coach in football, and I'm going down the list. I think Harbaugh's in the top eight. I think Justin Herbert is a top eight quarterback. So together, I think they make a great combination. I'm not looking at their teams. I'm looking at them as individuals.
So and you said I was on accomplishments, and I was, because that's why I had Harbaugh and Herbert ninth.
Harbaugh and Herbert.
Yeah.
But again, that's not that much further down the list.
I got you.
So who do you have sixth?
Six, I have Harbaugh and Lamar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have them three, you have them six. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. So right now, Guru, your top five are who?
I got Mahomes and the Fat Man, Stafford and McVay, number two, Sirianni, Hurts, number three, Zach and Burrow, number four, and Josh and McDermott, number five, and Lamar Harbaugh, number six.
Okay, and I got Kansas City, Andy Reid and Mahomes at number one. I have Harbaugh and Lamar at number two.
Okay.
I have McVay and Stafford at number two.
Right.
Harbaugh and Lamar at number three. I have McDermott and Allen at number four. And I have Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow at number five.
All right.
And then at number six, that's where I have Herbert and Harbaugh.
Over Kyle and Brock.
Yes. Mm. And number seven is where I have Philly. That's where I have Sirianni and Hurts. Because I think that I think Sirianni is a good head coach.
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl winning head coach.
He is. I think he also has the most talent in football.
But then if I put it in reverse, then how do we not look at Steve Kerr and the dynasty that he built, that he had the Splash Brothers strength in numbers? Like, he's arguably got one of the top five players ever to play in Steph Curry. But we don't take anything. I'm not saying you are. We don't take anything from those guys. They just got it done. And Phil Jackson included. Shaq, Kobe, Mike Pippen.
Well, those guys did it multiple times. They won with different iterations of teams. I think basketball is also a little different than football. But here's Steve Kerr talking about it. Because I do think that he's telling you that the player is more important than the coach. And that's what we're trying to, again, assess in regards to the Niners.
I'm well aware that the reason I'm still here is because Steph Curry's still here, you know? And I'm not being, modest. I'm just telling the truth. Like, Greg Popovich is one of my best friends and mentors. And every time we sit down to dinner, he holds up his wine glass and he says, "Here's to Tim Duncan." And everyone, everyone toasts Tim Duncan. And I love it because it's genuine. And, you know, he's basically telling us, you know, the only reason we are all here is because, like, the lottery fell our way. We got Tim Duncan, other people didn't. And so that's how I feel about Steph. If I didn't have Steph, I would have been like every other NBA coach and lasted a few years and then, you know, gone somewhere else and coached somewhere else. So I'm incredibly lucky to have this partnership with Steph. And he provides this stability and continuity with the organization that just makes everybody's job easier.
Man.
And I understand he's allowed to say that because he's...
I gotcha. It's easy.
Well, it's easy for him. He's won a bunch, mm-hmm. and he's the word used, I think, earlier is perfect. He's secure enough to admit that. Not everybody is. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan would be secure enough to admit that. But he also hasn't won at all.
Yeah,
and in the realm that Steve Kerr has,
no doubt. And up until drafting Trey Lance, where he did, I was on these mics telling Bonte, Steiny, you, anybody that would listen. There's something about Kyle where I feel like he doesn't want that top-tier quarterback. He wants the Jimmy Garoppolo or the Brock Purdy's so he could get more of the credit. And boom, here in comes Trey Lance. It didn't work, but he showed the world, I'll use this top pick, make a big trade with our assets to go get a guy that I deem could be the next Josh Allen, per se, or Steve McNair.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, but that kind of obliterated what I thought about, you know, look at me, look at me. And that's not a bad character trait to have, but Evan, I do believe there are some coaches. Don Nelson was one of them. Watch me trick it up and I get the credit for, like, a mad scientist for what I created.
Yeah, and Kyle,
Mike D'Antoni, you know?
Shanahan fits a little bit into that box. He's got a little mad scientist to him. But continuing on, that's why I have Shanahan and Purdy eighth. I have them right behind the Eagles duo of Sirianni and Hurts.
You could come over here and look at my pad. I got him at eighth. Yes.
And this is why you and I get along.
But I'm still mad at Sirianni and Hurts. San Jose Jazz fan says I need to be screaming it. Like, Evan, I get what you're saying, but he did it without Barkley, and I thought he wasn't that guy. Hurts is talented. A couple years ago, he was the MVP conversation, but I guess, can you not look at what's around him and give a guy like Hurts credit for whatever was around me? I drove the car precise.
He did, but I also looked at, and again, the difference is Hurts was on a Super Bowl winning team and Brock Purdy wasn't. But when Brock Purdy had the Avengers, he could drive. He drove that car to the edge of the Super Bowl.
Third and five away from maybe winning the ring this last one.
He's a Spencer Burford whiff away from being a Super Bowl champ. That's my point.
I love this, man. Because there is truly no wrong answer.
Well, everybody's got their rankings.
But when
we
get low, I'm going to bring this up and say where you got him at. Because I think you got him a little too low.
Who? Sirianni Hurts?
It's hurting me.
But before last year, would you have said that? I mean, to me, like Hurts is obviously a good quarterback. Mm. I think Sirianni's obviously a good head coach. But I think they also benefit from having an incredibly, people hate to say this out here, stable organization who has replenished their talent pool again and again and again. You know, they were an 11-win team 2 years ago. Their front office went out and got them the best running back on the market. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Saquon Barkley, they ran basically up until the Super Bowl. And Hurts made a couple of plays, and then that defense absolutely ate against the Chiefs. I mean, to me, it's like I am looking at how much a quarterback does, but I would not have Jalen Hurts among the elite. That's what I'm trying to say.
Got
I don't
you.
Think that Sirianni is an elite head coach. I think they're both really good.
Okay, even with the... Now, let me ask you this. Let me fast forward this season. What happens with this list if we do it next year this same time? How can Purdy and Kyle move up to you, Evan? Like, you know, if they wanted... because now we look at, like, do the Niners, in your estimation, still have the Avengers now that there's no Debo?
Clearly not.
Okay. All right. Because that's what
And last season, that's what it looks like when you don't.
Mm. And 6-11.
Well, and that's why I'm cautiously optimistic. Well, I don't know. Cautiously optimistic about this season.
Man, we had them both at the Steve Young, number 8.
But this is also, again, to kind of to broaden it, my point when it comes to the importance of a head coach and a quarterback. So we discussed this week, you know, where Purdy ranks, right? According to Mike Sando of The Athletic, he's a second-tier quarterback. He's number 14. I don't know wherever you have him. To me, anywhere around top 10, 12, like that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I together have them 8th.
Yeah, and they've been to 2 Super Bowls. One Super Bowl. Yeah.
Kyle's been to 2
NFC championship games, yeah.
And that's kind of my point, is Brock Purdy, no one would have him ranked in the top, near the top 5. But together, because of the job that Shanahan is able to do with any quarterback, we both believe that they're the eighth best quarterback and head coach combination in football.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be real, put another right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control this morning, Evan, on a Payday Friday. If I had you divvy up out of 100, who's carrying more of the load between Purdy and Kyle at this juncture? I'm looking past the contract because I think Brock earned that. I think Kyle is a star of that tandem.
I'm with you. Okay. Now, I think it's as close to even as it's ever been.
Mm.
I mean, look, you just look at the quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan has had to work with. Jimmy Garoppolo is the second best one.
Yeah, and you know, nobody wants to hear this, but right now, if you put his resume up to what Purdy's had to try to accomplish or surpass, they're equal. Lost the NFC Championship game. Jimmy did to the Rams when they went on to win theirs. Brock did that against Philly, although he got knocked out early, and then got back and lost one up 10. So you're right, and that's why I'm giving more of the credit to Kyle, because he did it with, you know, a different iteration at quarterback.
Yeah, we're talking about the combinations in the NFL right now. You know, KC, Baltimore, the Rams, Buffalo, Cincy, the other team in LA, you know, Philadelphia. We haven't even gotten to some of the other teams, like the Washingtons.
I got them. Oh, go ahead.
Or the Green Bays.
I didn't, man. Well, you know what? They didn't come to mind. You got a problem if at number 8 I had Goff and Campbell. And I got to believe, Evan, to me, you didn't ask because it's not all about accomplishments, but I'll go here. That first half in the NFC Championship game where that offense looked perfect, the Lions, up 24-7 at half. I know they didn't win, but I thought I was watching something, and it still may be the case, but it didn't happen last year. But I thought I was watching offensively. Oh, my gosh. This you talk about Rari. That's Ferrari, Evan. That's what they call it. A Rari of an offense. I mean, man, but they didn't get it done and then kind of fell off last year, but I had him in 9th.
I have Green Bay in 9th.
Mm.
I think LaFleur is, like, he obviously had Aaron Rodgers there and now has Jordan Love, has been to the playoffs both years that Love has been a starter. I think Matt LaFleur gets lost a little bit sometimes in all this. But you know, and this is what we're talking about. How important is the head coach versus the quarterback? Where do you have Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan ranked together? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. Do the players make the coach, or are there some situations where the coach kind of makes the player? I think that's what we're beginning to find out as we're talking through this about Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. And is that a slight? Perhaps to some. Call in and let us know if you feel that way. 888-957-9570. Coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Chicago Sky. Valkyries, by the way, winners of 3 in a row. Just beat the Mystics. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. 4 o'clock pregame on KPIX Plus. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're back after this on Steiny and Guru.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.